In the epistle today, St. Paul writes in a kind of a holy rapture, "Oh, the depth of the riches of the wisdom and of the knowledge of God." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Knowledge, we saw last week, is a supernatural habit, a kind of a steady way of doing things under the influence of the Holy Ghost, who pours it into our soul along with sanctifying grace, God's life in the soul. And by means of knowledge, the intellect makes a correct judgment, because you have to judge, and you do judge all day long. A correct judgment concerning created things in the light of why we are here, the first question of the catechism. God made me to know him and to love him and to serve him. We saw this spiritual common sense at Pentecost, which warns us, there's that glorious phrase again, against the deceits of creatures. Last week's news, and even so cloistered as you wanted to be, you probably couldn't avoid it one way or another. Last week's news proves the truth of this. I mean, the lies all about the deceits of creatures, patently false. So, over one weekend, silently, without anybody explaining exactly why, the whole COVID conspiracy disappears. And inquiring minds want to know what happened to it. Did the virus suddenly die out under the welcome rays of the summer sun? That's exactly how the sun works, you know. Nothing more was heard. And now it was all racism and riots and curfews. And they were even trying to gin things up here in Westchester, Ohio, only it didn't take. It seems everybody is a racist. So the COVID myth had to be suspended in order to allow night after night of rioting and looting so we wouldn't be racist anymore. And of course, they were wearing their masks, so I think it must have been all right, even though the COVID distancing had collapsed too, unfortunately. Who was the target, aside from the Target stores, who was the target of these riots? The same target that the government set at the beginning of this big government revolution in our land in March. The little people, the small business owners in particular, who may have worked for years only to see their lives and their savings, all of their efforts, go up in flame under the beneficent government gaze. They could have stopped it, but they did not. It's all another psyop, a lot of theater, sort of a Netflix, but real life, meant to impress you. It's all the deceit of creatures. There's another term for that I came across this week. It's hustle, an attempt to gain an advantage by deceitful means. And probably the most obvious hustle in United States history, which is saying something. But we have the gift of knowledge. If only we would activate it. Remember, how is that done? Try not to lead an excessively natural, naturalistic, sentimental, or sensual kind of a life. Pray. Meditate, especially your rosary, each day. And that way, you are able to see the lies and the truth, how what we face today is a virus of the soul, for black and for white alike. This virus is not prejudiced. America, however, is no more a racist country that's the truth of the matter, than any other land. The land was, however, seized by that deadly epidemic last week of more and more deceit. Now, we know our country's faults, and we rehearse them from the pulpit often enough in the course of a year. So bad a situation that, as a pope said 100 years ago, Pius XI, that we're plunged into deep spiritual misery, almost to exceed the terrible situation of the world when our blessed Savior himself was born. All the blasphemies, all of the great sins of the day, adultery, abortion, divorce, pornography, all the rest of it, they're all aimed against the family in order to resuscitate a new paganism, a neo-paganism. The government, by means of the war on poverty and all those social programs in the 1960s, it was the government that contributed most of all to the destruction of the black family. And it is because of that that we face these terrible disorders today. And on the part of those who know better or should, there's a lack of resolve, a kind of a cowardly confusion. There's very little foresight, and of course, no unity amongst those they call the remnant, because we have to all be fighting with each other all the time. But this, too, is where knowledge comes in this glorious June morning. All of the sun which slays these viruses. I mean, the sunlight of truth. The Holy Ghost is the spirit of truth. So I thought today we should look at the world created by God and man made in his image and likeness. We're not finished yet, you know. That's the big lie they want you to believe. Remember, they have to do big lies or else you wouldn't fall for them. We're not finished yet, nor is our country, any more than could be our church, against whom the gates of hell shall never prevail. That is the teaching of the church. God created all of this beauty and power we see all about us. And say what you will, this is still the best country in the world. By the knowledge of God, we are equipped to judge rightly about creatures, which can be used and how to glorify God. The foolishness of this world wants to blot out the very name of God, the notion of it, from people's ideas. But by knowledge, we succeed because we are the creatures of God and enabled to use our fellow creatures in the right way to give him, to get him glory. We see him, or should, everywhere. The beautiful, changing face of nature on a June morning, which both hides and reveals a beauty even more sublime. This beauty becomes for us, in sanctifying grace, not a snare, but a sweet light that leads us through the dark back to God. The world, I mean, which we know and which we love, our families and food and summer barbecues and fun and dear friends from years ago and our freedoms, not dowered us by a dour old government, but given to us by Almighty God and the holy liberty of the children of God, and to honest work all week long in the holy worship of the all-holy God on Sunday, in orderly homes and peaceful and well-maintained neighborhoods. These are some of the blessings of our American way of life, our America, which they haven't managed to destroy, not yet, but earnestly desire to do so by means of the hustle of their lies. Consider what has happened since March. Lies in the imposition of all these government regulations, and then all of a sudden different lies and government inaction in the face of destruction across the land. But the charm of the world, which we have known, with which we grew up, we still hope to enjoy all of our days. With knowledge, we have no illusions, but still we can see in this world some image of far greater beauty to captivate heart and imagination. In the light of God, in the knowledge of God, which is shot through with divine splendor, a deepening familiarity, a friendship even, with the three in one, talk to Almighty God all day long. He is your friend. And with this knowledge of God comes the knowledge of his creatures. And since we are warned of the deceits and the hustles out there, we will not fall for them, not anymore. We are left instead, we are entranced, we're drawn by God's grandeur. Forgive me if I conclude with a great poem written by a Jesuit, Jared Manley Hopkins. The world is charged with the grandeur of God. It will flame out like shining from shook foil. It gathers to a greatness like the ooze of oil crushed. Why do men not wreck his rod? Generations have trod, have trod, have trod, and all is seared with trade, bleared, smeared with oil, toil. And man wears smudge and shares man's smell. The soil is bare now, nor can foot feel being shod. And for all this, nature is never spent. There lives the dearest freshness deep down things. And though the last lights off the black west went, oh, morning at the brown brink eastward springs, because the Holy Ghost over the bent world broods with warm breast and with, bright wings. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.